Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To God be the glory. O Father and Almighty God, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for this day that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, for calling our hearts, our minds, our souls back into existence, God. Thank you for giving us just one more day, God, to serve you, one more day to know you, God. In Jesus' name, God, we just want to say please forgive us, Lord, for any way that we have fallen short of your word, your glory, God, anything that we have done that was displeasing that we haven't confessed, God. We confess it to you right now, God. We are glad, God. We are glad to be in the service of the Lord. We're glad, God, that you have given us one more day, God. We thank you, God, for your kingdom, God, that is more greater than our nation and our world, God. As you sit on the throne, God, we just want to say thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us today, God. Thank you, God, for your hand of mercy, your hand of protection over us, God, bringing us through the midnight hours, raising us up for a day and a time as this, God. As we come before you right now, God, open the hearts and minds of our hearts, open the hearts and minds of our understanding, God. Increase our capacity to understand your word, to receive your word, but most of all to walk in it, God. Give us the right heart, mind, and spirit, Lord, as we say yes to your will and yes to your ways, God. We pray, God, that you will give us direction. Give us wisdom, God, as you speak to our hearts right now, God. Give us a listening ear, God, to hear what the Lord is saying to us, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us and keeping our family, our friends, and all those that are near and dear to our hearts, God. We pray for traveling mercy and protection over us, God, as we travel the highways and byways of this life today, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for grace, mercy, and favor that you have bestowed upon us, God. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, to the world, God. Even when we're not faithful to you, you remain faithful to us, God. God, that's evident, God, because we are all here today, God, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all of your blessings, both small and great, in Jesus' name. So, God, as I prepare, Lord Jesus, to bring forth this word, God, help me, God. I have studied, God, but I need your power, God, to see it through, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me decrease and you increase, God. And I thank you, God, for using me, God. Thank you, Lord, for molding and making me into the woman of God that you will have me to be. And all those on this line, God, I don't know what they stand in the need of, God. Father, but you already know, God, every hair on their head is numbered, even the ones that fell out, God. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for leading us, guiding us, and protecting us, our children, our families, God, our nation, our government, everything, God, rides on you, God, and you are still in control. We thank you, Lord, for reigning in our hearts, our minds today, God. Let somebody be healed today. Let somebody be saved, delivered today, God, as they hear you through me, God. Have your way, God. If I be lifted up, Lord, I draw all men and women unto you and you alone, God. Lord, remember that we are just skin and bones, God. God, Lord, you know, one man plants, another man waters, but it is you who gives the increase, God. God, humble our hearts today, God. Help us to lay aside our agendas, lay aside our pride, our way of doing things, our way of living in exchange for you, all of you, and none of us, God. And we'll be so ever to give you the praise, honor, and glory, God, for your goodness and your mercy, God. And we say thank you, God, for salvation, for deliverance, for healing, God. All these things come only through and by you, God. And by your stripes, we have been healed, and we have been made whole, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings, both small and great. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you all. I welcome you right now to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Oh God, where we come today to hear the word of God, to break bread, to see what the Lord has to say to you, to me, to us, to our world. Hallelujah. Oh, this ministry is under the pastor, Dr. Alfreda Bradford. She is the shepherd of this ministry. In Jesus' name, we give her, we thank God for this woman of God. I am just a servant. I'm just standing in. My name is Sister Shannon Sproul, and I will be ministering the word of God today to you all. So just take a seat, open up your hearts, open up your spiritual ears, your spiritual eyes today so that you can receive what the Lord has to say for you and me. I welcome all visitors on the line today, all of you that called it not robbery to come onto this line and that are new to the call. If you've already been here, we thank you for coming in and hearing the word of God, and we thank you for being here and with us today as we prepare to break bread and just give you a little snippet, something to keep you going, something to keep you encouraged and thinking and keeping your mind fixed and focused on the kingdom, on the kingdom. So we're just going to get, you know, right into it. You know, I'm just going to be before you for a few minutes, giving you what the Holy Spirit gave to me. So I just want to say thank you, Lord, that as I go to open my mouth, God, you touch every heart and every mind, God. Give them an ear to hear what you're saying, understand your word, not only to be hearers, but doers of your word. And God, to help us, God, to stay strong in you, to stay faithful to you, Lord, to stay walking and running our races, God. We know it's not easy because we're in the last and evil days, and we thank you, God, for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. Now, my word today, if I had to give it a title, I've been asking the Holy Spirit to drop something in my spirit about for what I'm about to say, and I'm going to just say here, find peace in the rock. Peace in the rock. And if I had to give it a subtitle, I would say, get a piece of the rock. And you can spell that any way you choose, P-E-A-C-E or P-I-E-C-E. Either way, the way the Holy Spirit brought it to me, it means the same thing. Get a piece of the rock. Who is the rock? What is the rock? What does your life stand on? What do you stand on? What does your life stand on? Well, I pray today that you are standing on the rock, and that rock is Jesus. That rock is Jesus. Jesus tells us in John chapter 7 and verse 37, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Jesus Christ is the rock. Paul also tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4 that the rock in the wilderness that was gushing water was Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is God's provision for us. Jesus Christ, the rock in our day. The rock in the time that we find ourselves in right now. But let me just take a few minutes to explain to you why I said get a piece of the rot. In the world that we live in, as we look around, we see many things that are going on. And even believers are growing weary. We're growing tired. We're getting discouraged. We're letting the cares of this world rob us of our peace. Because sometimes when we look around and we see, although we know we're in the last days, for us that are in Christ, we are in the last days. This is our season finale of our lives, if you want to put it in that manner. Jesus is soon to come. But he told us in his word that we will see the signs and know everything in the Bible is being fulfilled right now. How we who are servants of God, us as human beings, how should we see the world around us as we see the difficulties, the evil, the ugly of this world? How are we to respond to these things? Well, I hope today these four key scriptures that the Holy Spirit has placed in my spirit will help you to get a piece of the rock, to allow the peace of God to reign and rule in your heart. In John 16 and 33, and I'll be reading from a few different verses, the NIV to the King James Version to the New Living Translation as well. In John chapter 16, verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, Jesus has already overcome the world. But in this particular scripture, he was speaking to the disciples. Ultimately, the disciples had to have peace. God knew that, Christ knew that they would need his eternal peace to go forward. We have trouble in this world. And just because we get saved and turn our lives and our hearts over to God, that doesn't mean that we will never go through anything. As long as we're in this skin, we will go through suffering, hardships, problems, issues. Some of the issues are man-made. Some of the problems are from our own bad choices. And some are just orchestrated by God to help us to stay strong in him, to help us to stay our best in Christ. I know each and every one of us wants to be our best. We want to do what God is calling us to do, but sometimes we need to be still and see God see us through our circumstances. The word peace in the Hebrew is translated into the word shalom. And I know many of us have heard that word before, shalom. The word shalom basically means peace. But we also must remember one thing, that we live in a broken world. Yes, we do. And some of our suffering is due to our sinful choices. But we still can have confidence in who? In the rock. Suffering is consequences of sin against God, some suffering. We can sometimes suffer for the bad choices that we make, but we can find comfort and peace in God's word. We can find courage in God's word. In John 14:27, God says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." No matter what you see going on in this world, we must not be afraid. We must not falter of fear, under the grip of doubt, under the grip of terror. Many things are going on in our world. Sometimes the circumstances look very bad. But we must invite Jesus into the situations and welcome him into the presence of our lives so that we can have access to that peace, that when these things start breaking loose in our lives, we can be able to stand firm in the word of God. We can continue to look up, from which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Remember that you have a Savior who loves you. In Matthew chapter 24, starting at verse 4, Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be famine and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of birth pains." The beginnings of birth pains. You know, as I was sitting and thinking about this word, I began to think about a natural woman when she goes into birth, when those pains of birth start to hit her. And we know that once we see these pains starting, we know that that is the beginning birth, the beginning of something coming to pass. Well, I want to tell you that these spiritual labor pains that we are going through are making way to reveal the kingdom of God, because Jesus is coming. We don't have time to be allowing the facades and the trickery of the devil to come in and blind us to the realities of God's power and kingdom. If you have been called out of darkness, you are called to a higher calling. You are called to a calling that can make you strong in the Lord, that can help you to accomplish his will. In Psalms 18:31, it says, For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? God is the rock. God is the key to peace in every circumstance and every situation. Remember this, when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples. Jesus was sleeping peacefully in that boat, but all war was breaking out all around these disciples in that boat. But what was Jesus doing? Sleeping. Sleeping in peace. If you find yourself tossing and turning, if you find yourself that when things come up in your life and circumstances happen, wayward children, wayward grandchildren, division in your family, financial difficulties, health scares, limitations, what do you do? In Psalms 144 and verse 1, "Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." God is preparing you for battle, but you got to be still. You got to have that peace to keep you focused on him. You see, the devil is, and the world is going to come in. They're going to come in because we have to be tested. But they're going to come in because they want to distract you and take away your peace. Why? So that you can fall short. So that you can say, you know what, God, this trouble is too much. I can't bear it. But I want to tell you, you can bear it. In Philippians 4, 6 and 7, God says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Through Christ Jesus, who is our rock. Let not your hearts be troubled. We serve a God that is sovereign. And how do we know that? From Philippians 4 and 7. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So what's on your mind today? What is troubling you? How can knowing Christ help you to take on the difficulties, the challenges that we are facing? the strife. Take heart in Jesus. Your attention right now determines your direction. What are you focused on today? What are you thinking about? What enters into your mind when trouble arises? Do you think about Jesus? Are you still in him? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, our brother Paul says it best. Starting in verse 7, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-suppressing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We must hold fast. We must stand on the principle, stand on the rock, find peace through God. Living by faith is not easy, but it is essential. It is our only weapon for adversity that cannot fail. I'm going to say that again. Living by faith is not easy, but it is essential, and it is our only weapon for adversity that cannot fail. Whenever you're faced with a challenge today, I don't know what that may be, remember, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. When you go through situations, hardships, loss, devastation, I don't care what the devil is throwing in your path today, you can put your trust in God. Jesus has left us with his peace. His peace helps us to face hardships and gives us victory in this world. When that woman goes into labor, her pains reveal the coming of new birth. These earthly labor pains reveal the new life of heaven. Last, we can rest in the truth that God's peace is more than we can comprehend. God has a better plan for us, but you got to stay rooted. God is not trying to take anything from us. God is trying to give us something. But we only have to just be still and see him, work it out. In Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. What are you trusting in? What are you looking for? What are you seeking for? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty for the Lord? Are you preparing your life for him? All natural and spiritual problems have spiritual solutions. Let God be the Lord over your life today. Let the Almighty guide and direct you in the next right thing to do, not in shame or fear or discouragement, but in brave, humble dependency in whom? The rock of God. I pray that this word has helped somebody. I pray that this word has encouraged somebody to know that we stand on the rock of God. And if you are saved, that's right where you are. We keep our minds focused on you, God. Who are we that God is so mindful of us? We don't know until we get rooted in the word of God. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for using me. Thank you. Anyone on this line who is not saved, meaning you've never made your confessions to God, you've never given your heart to him, you never allowed him to come in, I want to encourage you today. This is God's invitation to you right now.
God is speaking to you. He's speaking to your heart. God has all the solutions that you need to your problems, but you got to receive them first. He not only wants to give you life, he not only wants to give your life back, but he wants to give you abundant life. He wants to give you a life that is rooted in worship and not worry, a life rooted in peace in Jesus Christ. Will you open up your heart today? If you want that type of peace that passes all human understanding, if you want to live that life before Jesus parts that sky, none of us know when that time is. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. And even if you are saved, you want a stronger walk with God, maybe some things have gotten off track, maybe you've been wavering a little bit. Repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just come before you, God. I thank you, Father God, for sending your son into this world to save me, to heal me, to deliver me, God. Father, I'm asking you right now, God, to help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, God, to live a life worthy of you, worthy of the calling that you placed on me, God. You have a plan and a purpose, God. I want to fulfill that, God. But I can only do it through you, God. Father God, you know the faults, the failures, the mistakes that I have made. God, I can't change those things. But today, God, I come to you, God, with a humble heart and with a sincere heart. And I ask you, Lord, to come in, change my heart, renew my mind, help me to live for you, God. And Father God, I believe, God, that Jesus was born. I believe that he walked this earth, and I believe that he died for me, and that he rose again on the third day, God. And he is here right now, God. And I receive him, and I receive you, God, your kingdom, and all that that means, God. And I'm asking you, God, to help me to have a sincere heart and a right spirit, God, to do what you're calling me to do, God. Even when the world road gets a little rough and bumpy, God, help me, Lord, to hold fast the confessions of my faith, God. Help me to put my trust in you, God, and not in the circumstances and the situations that I see going on around me, God. Because I know that your kingdom is greater than my world. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing and keeping me, God, and using me, Lord. Help me, God, to learn all that I need to learn, God. And all my getting, give me understanding, God, and an understanding heart. And help me, God, to forgive and forget about those things that are behind. Forgiveness, God. Well, God, help me to let go of unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, jealousy, envy, slander, and everything that is not like you. Everything that is crooked, make it straight, God, right now. And God, if anyone on this line needs provisions, financial or otherwise, God, I'm asking for you to meet their needs, touch their hearts, God, heal them, God, and the places that they need healing, God, help us, God, to be strengthened in the inward parts, mold and make us more like you, God. Change us, Lord. Change our hearts, God. Change our circumstances today, God. Anoint our eyes and ears afresh, God. Revive us, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. We need a revival, God. Help us, Lord, to feel and know that you are there, God, to stretch forth your hands over us, over this nation, this government, this world, God. We stand in the need of you, God. Help us to stand on the rock that is you, God, the peace that passes all our understanding, God, that it will fill our hearts and minds today more than the worry, the terror, and the fear that we see, God. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it looks like. God is able to keep you. And we say thank you, Lord, for keeping us and blessing us in every way that you have and will continue to do, God. We just want to say thank you, God. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. We thank you for joining us today, God. We thank you for joining us today, God. But we thank you all that was on the line today. I pray that this word helps somebody, encourage somebody. I pray that it help you to run your race today, to do whatever God has placed on your heart and
Whatever you face today, know that God is with you, and he is for you and not against you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. For our announcements, we would like to invite you, everyone, tonight to our Friday night praise party. And it begins at 9 p.m., and we will be singing and praying and reading and testifying of the goodness of the Lord. We were just having a Holy Ghost party. We call it, as Sister Joanne Thurman calls it, bring your own praise. And everything that we do is to the glory of God. And if you want to chime in tonight starting at 9 p.m., you can call in on our number, and that is 385-799-9729. I will say that again, 385-799-9729. Once you come back, invite your friends and families and come in and just take a seat and just praise God. If you don't want to say anything but just listen, you can just listen and just allow God to fill you with his anointing and presence. Because where two or three are gathered together, there he is in the midst of us. If you gave your life to Christ today, do that prayer. We want you to know that we are here for you. You can reach us and you can visit us at lifewordjesus.org. And for more information about the ministry, where do you go from here if you just need help, you need prayer, whatever you need to keep you on the right road to Christ, keep you on the road to heaven. Basic instructions before leaving earth. That's what the Bible stands for. This ministry is a good soil ministry, a ministry that is anointed in the word of God. We have great Bible-believing people capable of helping you, strengthening you. You know, iron sharpeneth if iron. We are our brother's keeper. So it's all here. And I want to give you another number for the prayer call number as well. And that number is 914-205-5423. That's 914-205-5423. I pray that this word has helped somebody, encouraged somebody today. I believe that's it. I pray that I got everything done. It was just my first time actually, you know, doing the whole prayer call. But the main thing I want you to take away today is that we go through so many things in this world, but let us not miss our salvation, the kingdom. The kingdom is what it's all about. Nothing else matters. What you accumulate, what you have, what you don't have, the only thing that matters is you and Jesus and building a relationship with him. I want to just leave you with one scripture. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I pray that everyone go forward, have a blessed day, a good day, whatever you do, keep Jesus in the forefront of your heart and mind, and allow Jesus to use you as the light on this earth. Father and Almighty God, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, as I have poured out what you have placed in my spirit. Father God, I pray that you were well pleased, God, because I represent you, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for touching every heart and every mind on this phone, God. Season us all with the thoughts of heaven that we may bring grace and peace to the hearers, glory to your name, to your kingdom, God. Strengthen us, God. Bless us, God. Going out, coming in, give us the wisdom, the direction that we need, God, to see us through every situation, Lord. I pray for traveling mercy, protection over us all. We ask you right now to cancel all accident, incidents, road rage, and everything that is not like you, God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh us, our dwellings, God, our children, God. We lift up our children as they prepare to go to and from school and high school, college, elementary. I don't care what it is, God. We pray your protection, God. Help our children, God, to retain the wisdom that the teacher is teaching them, God. Help them, God, in every way that they need you, God. Don't let our children or us or anybody that we love and care for be in the right place at the wrong time, God. When the devil comes in like a flood, we ask you, Lord, to lift up a standard, God,
Give us the will to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. Somebody needs your wisdom. Somebody is depending on you today, God, to show up and show out, God. Oh, Father, give them the direction. Give them the will to hear your voice, Lord. Give us discerning hearts, God, to discern the situations, the people that we are around today, God. Help us, Lord, to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger as we move about your earth today, God. Oh, God, mothers are crying out for their children, their grandchildren, God. God, for salvation, Lord Jesus, for healing, God, for over sickness and disease, God, and everything that's plaguing us, God. We're crying out to you, God, for relief, God, as we lean on you, God, as we put our trust in you, God. You tell us, Lord, lean not to our own understanding in all our ways to acknowledge you, God, that you shall and will direct our path, God. We need your direction today, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing and keeping the work of our hands, God, meeting all of our financial needs, the needs of our hearts, the needs of our homes, God. We thank you, God, for helping us, God, to stand firm on the word of God. And thank you, God, for giving us your peace that passes all our understanding, God. Perfect the fruit of your peace in us today. Perfect your love in us, God. Help us, Lord, to be molded and made like you in every way, God. And we say thank you, God, as I seal this prayer under the blood and under the power of Jesus Christ, God. And I decree and declare that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, because Jesus Christ is Lord. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us blameless before the only wise God, be dominion and power both now and forever. My mind, my heart, and my soul says amen and amen and amen. Everyone on the line, have a blessed day. And remember that Jesus Christ is Lord. Everyone, have a good day in Jesus' name. I love you in Jesus' name. Sister Shannon signing out.
Oh, come on in your car, at home, on your job. Come on in this room with me in prayer. Knowing that what the Lord allows is already working for your good. What the Lord allows, it's what you need. He is
everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need. He's everything. He's everything to you. Sing it. While you're riding through your storm, you are not alone. God controls the wind and he controls the waves. What he promised you.
Let him be your everything. He'll be everything to you.
What the Lord allows.
What you need.
What you need.
Everything to you.
Everything to you.
What the Lord allows is
what you need.
Thank you.